Okay, I've finally been able to get my hands on Flash CS4, and I just wanted to put together a little video of what I thought was cool about it, what was new about it, and it's really an animator's dream. They've done a whole lot as far as making it nicer for people who like to make things move on a web page or in an application. And let's see, the first thing I like about it is, and what's different from older versions of Flash, is if you put a rectangle on stage there, and you have it selected, you hit the Properties tab, or you open the Properties menu, the X and the Y position and the width and the height are all sliders now that are a whole lot more easy to use, and they for the most part they stay at a decimal point of zero the whole time. I used to hate the way the old Flash versions had it would say 116.2.4. This one, it sticks on zero. It's really nice, and you can see the width and the X and Y slider is really nice. It's just so much more easy to use, and it stays on zero for the most part, like I said. And that is pretty cool. And the way the properties panel is displayed is a whole lot different. And they just made things look different here and there. There's a few more things in the main menu here, in the tools menu. But I thought that was really cool. I'm gonna go ahead and convert this to a movie clip symbol. And then this 3D rotation tool is really cool as well. And what this will do is allow you to move this thing in a 3D space. See that? That's nice, huh? So you can tween animate all these things, any movie clip you have, in a 3D space and make it do all kind of neat things. But I thought that was pretty cool also. And then there's something. Let's go here. Okay, the motion. This default motion presets here that weren't in the last one, and it sets up a nice. So if you wanted it to bounce in, bounce out, bounce smoosh, all kind of neat things. Fly in left, and I'm gonna apply. Let's see, that wave thing, that looks cool. Okay, so you select that, you have your movie clip selected, you go into the library, the motion library there, press apply, and you can see on the stage it applied it to the timeline. Let's see, now if we press enter here, or we can just publish out, you see it sets it up nice, going back and forth. And all these motion guides are really cool because you can move this that after you set that up, and then publish out again. Oops. And you can see how it changed it. So all of those motion presets are really cool. There's a whole bunch of them, and you can manipulate them after you put them on stage for all your movie clips. What else was cool? The bones thing is really cool. So if you take let's see, a little shape oval tool, make a bicep. So we don't want any line here. Then take another oval. Make a forearm and a little hand, and then you put your bones in. You press the little bone symbol there. You start drawing in the bones. And then once you get them drawn in, you can then animate this thing however wherever you move it, it follows. You can move any piece of it, and the rest stays connected. It's just really cool stuff. And I look forward to learning a lot more about how Bones works, and to see if I can get some movie clips connected. And that would be really cool. So far I played with it for only a few minutes, and I've noticed that I can only get drawing symbols to work like this. And I would like to have three separate movie clips. And maybe it's possible, but I haven't figured it out yet. But I'm sure somebody out there has, and maybe you'll tell me. Or I'll get it by the end of the day, maybe. But I thought Bones is really cool. And what else was there that I wanted to mention? Oh, the sound library. If you go up here to Window, Common Libraries, Sounds. There's all kind of sounds in there now. Which was this was not in the last versions of Flash. What else was there? Oh, and the images leave a ghost behind, which I think is cool. Every time you move something, not that thing, but this thing, you can see how it leaves a ghost image behind from the origin point. That way you can see where it was, and that is a new feature. And so far that's all I've been able to see that's new. I'll be digging through it some more, and if I see anything else really, really cool, I'll make some comments about it. But if you're working with CS4 already, you'll notice that it is a nice animator's dream, as has a lot of features rich for animation, tweening, and motion, and sound, and video. So that's it. Talk to you guys later.